We are on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Let us start again from the beginning of the Yomid. Ahu Yoime Denoch Nafshe De Rebbe, the day that Rabbein HaKodesh was Nifter, Gozlo Rabbonon Tanise, the Rabbonon Bogeze Tainis, Ubo Rachmi, and the woman Spalo, for Omri, Kolman Da Omar Noch Nafshe De Rebbe, whoever will say Noch Nafshe De Rebbe, Yidoker Bechorev, he'll get killed. A very difficult Gemara to understand. I saw an interesting Shita Mekebetzes. The Shita Mekebetzes says as follows: the Ilu have yodi bebiro demais. If they would know that he was nifter, lehavi boy rachmi olei delechaye. If he's nifter, they will never be mispalo that he should become alive again. That chiyas hameisim lehavi mivi rachmi. They wouldn't be mispalo for chiyas hameisim. Das nicht. For hochi omar. Ta'filu humis, ve'inu lo yodi, but if he's takin ifta, but they don't know about it, the lehevi boy rachmi alei becheske shuhu chai, ki heichi de lechai betfilosom. So dachsme pshatn the meshita mekebetzes is as follows: if they know that he's nifta, then it's at philanthrius amesim, and that, they hold that is not the correct filler. But if they don't know that he's nifter, they're stelling him becheskes chai, so then they held, it seems that filler could help, that a filler, he was nifter, he could also become alive again. Kozman, I think that's what the shita means. Hochiyama, da afilu humeis. Afilu is nifta, ve'inu lo yodi, but they don't know about it. The lehevi boy rachme leisa, they'll be mispal becheske shuchai, ki heichen de lechai betfiloso. That means if a person, they say over from gedoilim, Kozman, they didn't know that yen had yen amachla, they could be mispalo. If he had yen amachla, they weren't mispalo anymore. That means a certain matzovim that are not nitin letfilet. A person is mugbul to be mispalo on these matzovim, but if they don't know and they have a right to be mispalo, then the tefillah can accomplish meiradik zachen. Sliki amse de Rebbe leigre. The Omo of Rabbeinu HaKodesh went up to the roof. Omro, she said, El Yoinim mevakshim es Rebbe. El Yoinim want Rebbe. Patachtoinim mevakshim es Rebbe. And the people on this world want Rebbe. Yirotzein sheyechufu tachtoinim es El Yoinim. So, it seems she was mispalo that the Tachtoinim should win. He should remain on this world. Kivin de chazoi kamezimne da'ayil beisa kisei v'cholat tfilin umonach lu v'komet stayer. She saw the tzar that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was suffering. Omro, she said, yehi rotzain sheyechufa oyoinim es ha-tachtoinim. That the Oyoinim should be koifer the Tachtoinim. That means they should be Machia, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh should be Nifta. Lehavishoski Rabbonim Milami Virachmi. But the Rabbonim did not stop being Mispalo. And it seems that Tfilah accomplished that he wouldn't be Nifta. That she realized. Agavuche, I saw in Siches Musa from Mira Sheshiva Zecheinu Avroch Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, brings down Rashi in Chumash Devorim, says, it says in three places, Be'etzem Hayoim Azeh. Three places are by Noyach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Misosei Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi explains what's the Chiddush of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh B'Misosei Shal Moshe. So Klal Yisrael said, "Im onu margishim boy, if we'll be margish that the Rebbein Shlomo wants to take him away from this world, ein onu manichem oisei. We will not let Odom sheitzionu mimitzrayim bekol onu asayom boil onu asamon. Ein onu manichem oisei. We won't let Omar Kodesh Boruch Hareini Machnise Bechzi Yayim V'chol Mishyesh B'yod Elimchais Yovi V'yimche." So the Mira Shiva asks Pishloim by the Deir HaMabul by Mitzrayim, they held they'll prevent the Deir HaMabul held they'll prevent Noach from entering the Teva. That's a physical pu'ula, so they can prevent them from entering the Teva. The Mitzrim can prevent the Yidden from leaving Mitzrayim. So that's as Betzem Hayom Hazeh. We'll see who will accomplish what they want to accomplish, you or me. But what was the Hava Mine of Klal Yisrael? He was speaking about the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they'll prevent the Misa. How could they prevent the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says, so Vaishtois, they could do that. There's such a thing. The Gevaldika HaKoras HaToiv, they had to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if it meant so much to them, so they could prevent it. That's the Koyach of Klal Yisrael with the Tefillin, with the... They could do it. And the Rabbein Shlomo made a Shini HaTeva. This time the Tazoi. That was the Chiddush. And Yishtel Suha Gemore. Chenise B'Ksubis, Leimeis Ad Sheposko Milisamets B'Tefillin. But the Klal Yisrael had a Koyach of Tefillin that... to ensure that Rabbeinu HaKodesh should continue living. Shokla kuze, so she took a kuze, a pitcher, shodye meigre laare, ishtiku merachme. So they stopped being mispalo, v'noch navshe de Rebbe. And he was nifta. Omru lei rabono le bar kapore zil ayin. They sent to bar kapore, see what's happening. Ozel ashkechei de noch nafshe. Kore lo vushei. So he tore his beged bahadre le kari lachayre. And he put the kra on the back. It shouldn't be nire behedye. Posach va omar. He started being maspid Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Ar-Eilim U-Mitzukim Orsu Ba-Oran HaKodesh. The Malochim and the Tzadikim were both holding on to the Oran HaKodesh. The Mefarshim explained that was the goof of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Notzchu Ar-Eilim Es HaMitzukim. And the Malochim were Menatzayach V'nishba Orin HaKodesh. Omru Lei Noch Navshe Amalu Aten Kamrisu V'ano Loi Kamino. Now let us see Rashi. The old Kamazimnin Lebei Sakisei The Chayli Me'ayin Havalei. He was a Chayli Me'ayin. V'cholatz tfilin u'monach lohu v'kometzayr lachloitz u'lohaniach. It seems not the tzar was the tzar of the etzem choyli. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was chai, he lived the life of Yisurim. Morris says in Bob Metzia Tzreklach Yisurim for a number of years. And that's chus. There was no need of a doctor by Klal Yisrael. Isha wasn't mapul. There were gewaldike Rabbeinu HaKodesh was saivul with his Yisurim, the Avinis Hadar. The Yisurim was a different Yisurim. He had so much tsar when he had to take off the tefillin, or that he had to take off the tefillin. And then he wanted to put it on right away. That tsar, it seems the Amser couldn't be saivul that Rabbi should have. Posach v'omar hespet. Areilim u'matzukim, alochim v'tzadikim v'tzukei oretz. Now, the Gilyan HaShas on the Tefillah of Amse, the Beirebi Yirotzin Shechufu El Yoinim Es HaTachtoinim, the Gilyan HaShas Seichen Tzu Aran in the Dorim, which is a Yisaydis the Keran. I'd like to read over the Ran, Daf Memo Medalev, Amoyre de Keran. The Gemara says, Kol she'ein mevake chayle, a person who's not mevake chayle, ein mevakish olav rachmim, so he's not mevakish rachmim, loy she'yichye v'loy she'oyomus. If he's not mevakish rachmim, that either he should live or that he should die. So the Ran says as follows, Nire be'einai dehochi koma, Pa'amim she'tzorich levakish rachmim ala chayle she'yomus. There are times where one should be mispalol that he should be nifta. Kigoyin she'mitztayr ha'chayle b'chol yoy harbe. V'yev she'loy she'yichye. Maran says, merdeka ha'gdoris. He can't live. He has a lot of yisurim. Kedemrinem beper kanoise, de kiven de chazoi amse de rebi, dol kamezimne le beisakisi vanachtvillen vekometzaire, vekometzaire, omre jirotzein, she yechoifu el yoinim esatachtoinim. Kloimar, what was this tfiller? The lamus rebi, that was a tfiller. That the Rabbeinu HaKodesh should die. It seems that Phil also wasn't in the Skabal, so she did a pu'ula. U'mishimhochi koma, da mevake chayle, if a person is mevake chayle, me'ila b'tfilosoi, so his tfila could accomplish, afilo lichyeis. He can accomplish that the chayle should live, mibnei tfila yoise me'yeles. But a person who's not mevaka chayla, ain't zorich loyma she'ein mayile lichyos. He's not mevaka chayla, so tefillah won't help that he should live. Ala fila hechadika lehano b'mise. Afilo ise zutrasi einay mahaneyu. He's not mahane him that he should die either. He'd be mevaka, he'd see the matzev. So he's not mahane him, not on tchiye and not on mise. It is a tshuva from Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, which I'd like to say over. You say this to Ketshuva. This is in Chelik Chayshim Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simenayin Dalet. And he says, and he learns out from this Gemara, the Halacha, Im ein yoidim haroifim shum refue. If the roifim do not know any refue, loy rak le rapo isoy, they don't know how to take away the machle, ela af loy lohokala yisurim, but they can't diminish the yisurim also. Elo laharich tsas chayov kemoishayim be yisurim. All they could accomplish, he should continue living a little longer. The machla they can't take away, the yisurim they can't deaden, but they can make medically that he should live longer. Ein lahem litein refuis kailu. So there's no inyan to give such refuis. Shrebi ki agavne chazine mo'uvde de rebi shlehi ilu rabonam betvilosan she yisrape. We saw that there was the tefillahs did not help that a refuah should come to Rebbe. V'gam loy l'salik yisura. The tefillahs also did not help to take away the yisurim. That was beyond their tefillahs. El she'ilo tefillahs. But the tefillahs did help. Shelo yamus. That he shouldn't die. V'yichye by yisurim. K'moy she'im kozman she'mispalolim. Kozman she'mispalolim. They had a koyach that tefillahs would accomplish that he would live. But he's living with Yisurim and with Amachla. Omro Amsei de Rebbe, Shehoisech HaChome B'Toyre, if Chazal bring her down, Yirotzen Sheyachoyfu Al Yoynim Es HaTachtoynim. Uchshero Asa Shloi Heilo Tfulosa, and then she saw her tefillah didn't accomplish anything. Machma Shloi Posko Rabbonu L'mive Rachemi. So she realized the matziv that tefillah is bringing about that Rabbeinu HaKadosh should live. Also, so Maise lahashtikam mitvilosam b'shviras kuzay v'noch nafshe. Umashme miyagmore shehu v'zeh lohiris haloche sheshapir also so. She did the right thing. Uchede Isa came beran benedorim. The ran benedorim brings this down. Shekein soiver avdimi kemaise damse de Rebbe. Uposa kein ledine, de shloi moyel atvila lisrapes, ulohokila yisurim, yesh lispalo sheyomus macha shezeo toivos. So the Ran brings this down la loche, one should be mispalo. Va'af, shloi shayach lemelef linyan tvila. Now we can't learn out lagabi tvila, she'ein tvila yisainu miskablois kolkach. That's it means to say like this. The tefillahs of the Deir of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they were tefillahs that Amse the Rebbe saw what they could accomplish and what they couldn't accomplish. So Memele, so this accomplishment of continuing to live with Yisurim was not an accomplishment. He says, but by us, if we're mispalel, that the person should be gizunt, he should have a refuah shleima. If we're mispalel, that he shouldn't have Yisurim. And we see he still has Yisurim. So it doesn't mean that tefillah doesn't help anymore. It could be we didn't daven properly. So by us, we can't start davening Rabbeinu Shalom, let him die. He should die because, forget, we should daven, he should have a refuah. Could be the previous tefillahs were not roi to be niskabel, but be'etzim they're still amokim to be mispalo. I think that's what he means. But, so legabi tefillah, we cannot, it's not negeyos. So they shouldn't give such refuahs. There's no mitzvah to give refuahs. This is not, this isn't going to rape yerape. Avul poshet, she'im yo'ilu harefuois, ad she'yuchlu lahasig roife godel, mehanim tzoim eitzel achoyle. That means these doctors don't know, that they know, that they're overdates, they don't know how to be merape. But there is a roife godel, could be, he'll know a refuah. So the shail is, but the chayla has to remain alive till that doctor comes. He's first going to come in 5 days. Shall yedei zeh she yisarchu chayov, if we'll continue living, yasigu roive she'evsher she'yeda refuah l'rapoisoi. Yesh litain refuah zu, Even what they're doing now is only bringing Ariches Yomim. They don't have to ask the Choyl if he's masking to this. Because this already goes in Faker, a person is mechuyiv to see that he should remain alive. Alive means alive, not a life of Yisurim, but a life with gesund and dos. And if there's such a possibility, so we have to be marich yomov, that perhaps this doctor will be the richter keshliach for this. Bishas Ptiroshi Shal Rabbi, Bishas Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nifter, Zokaf Esa Etzboisov Klapi Milo, Omar Ribbeinu Shal Olam Goloi, Viyadu Elefonecho, Sheyagati Be'eser Etzboisai Batoire, Leineneisi Afilu Be'etz Paktano, Irotzaim Elefonecho, Sheyei Sholoim Bimnuchosi. Now let us see, it seems the Machlekes, that's a Shid B'Gebetzes lunch, Pshat Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, V'neisi bo'ilo mazeh, afilu lefi teirech, sheyogati be'etzpa ktane sheli. So the Inyakim says Pshat, and I think that's how the Shita also understood Pshat and Rashi. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was miyageya be'eser etzbo'isov ba'teire. And eser etzbo'isov ba'teire, the Inyakim says he was mesada de Mishnayis, which was an avoide rabbe. Leine neisi afilu be'etz paktane. So Rashi says, "Lefiter shigati be'etz paktane sheli." So what kind of hano are we speaking about? The Yaakov says, "Kovod ha'Teira." That means, with all my koiches, I used up all my koiches le'inyan ha'botzas Teira, but I didn't derive a benefit of an etzbaktana linyan kovada teire. That means that I derived something from what I did. Taisvis learns a different shot. Leina neisi afilu be'etzbaktane zemrinim be'medrish at she'odom mispalo she'yikonas teire l'seich gufoi yispalo shle'yichnesu madanim l'seich gufoi. So Tosfos brings a medrash that Fakert was speaking about Anoas Macholim, Anoas Eilam Hazeh. That Fakert, it seems that the Anoas Eilam Hazeh is a pesastire to Asogas HaTeire. B'sei Roscho B'seich Meyoi. And so he was said two things. That means he was kuloi yageya b'teire. He did not derive hanos olam hazeh from inyoni olam hazeh. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah asks Akashe, the Shita Megibetzer says that Kashe is only l'shitosoi. It says, le'posket tznein v'chazeres, v'shulchone shel Rebbe, Mataninis, like b'maysak shomim, b'maysak hamo. So it seems there was an abundance of food. So Tosfos says, but he wasn't nene from the food. It was from the bnei bayis, but not for himself. So he says, the kash is only leitaisis, because leinaneisi is speaking about another selam haza. According to Rashi, it means something else. He wasn't then there from the cover of the Torah. Lulei de mistafine, perhaps we could say, Tahimanu Chosi, there was a psahemshech over here. Yirotzim fanecho sheyesholim bimnuchosi. It seems this is a sibe for this. So I'd like to say two pshat, and perhaps one according to Rashi and one according to Taisviz. The Goyin and Mishlei, Perik Tazayin, Posik Chavdalid, says, Beis dinim ho'ivrim al ho'odom achem misose. Gehenim v'chibot hakever. Gehenim lenefesh v'chibot hakever hu leguf. V'imrei noyam matzel min hakel. Same shot in the posik. Rashi on this posik says, Imrei noyam heim teure. So could be this is very good according to Rashi. According to Rashi, he said, Fakert, he was kulai, teirach shi yagati, was merdik miyageya beseretz boisov, and it was never, it never was megareya anything. This was kulai, the shame shemaim, he never derived any benefit from his teirach. So it could be that this was a tefillah that the schus of Torah, the Imrei Noyam, Yehirotz, and Shem Menuchosi, Sholem B'Menuchosi. The Goyin in Mishlei, Perik Vov, Posik Lamed Gimel says, he speaks about the different dinim, which are over ala odom achem isosoi. So he said that the din, the fourth din, hu chibot hakever. V'nidein kol eiver ve'eiver shenena bo'ilam azeh sheloi b'mitzvah or znena min ha'tayve. That's the einish of chibot hakever. So it could be, according to Tosfos, that shat di hirotzen le'neneisi, afilo be'etz pektane, it was the Imrei Noyam, and then there was, he was nene me'oilam azeh, so then hirotzen, that could be, that's the hemshech of the tefillah. Yotzes ha-baskel v'omro yovei sholoim yonuchu al mishkevoysom sumoyesk al mishkovcho mi bo'ilei misai leil rabchiyah bagamda domer rabchiyah bagamda omer rab yoisi ben shor b'shor shal tzadik nifto min ha'ilom oimrim malachi ha-shosuv ne'kadish boruchu rebayni sholoilom tzadik ployni bo. The tzadik has come. That the tzaddikim and the oilam ha'emesh should go be mekabel ponim. The oimrim lo yavoy b'sholoim yenuchu al mishkevoysam. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Yavoyu tzaddikim v'yeitzu l'krosav yavoy b'sholem v'achgach yanuchu tzaddikim al mishkevoysim. They should go back to their mishko. After the Kabbalah's ponim, each one goes back. Omer abuloza b'shor sh'atzadik niftam no'ilam sh'aloshkite sh'malachi ha'shor sh'yoytzis l'krosav. Achas oimeres lo'i boi b'sholem o yavoy b'sholem. Vachas emeres oilech nechoichoi, vachas emeres lo yovoi sholem yenuchu al mishkevoysam. The Eitz Yosef says, the Onof Yosef says, that there's three inyonim, vachamise, there's one inyon, you shouldn't go to Gehenim. That's Yovei B'Sholim. The Sholim is the Hepech of Gehenim. The Malachi Chabole, Eva Merive, and Amiskaitet with the Rosh in Gehenim. Yovi Bisholim means the hepech of Gehenna. Hoylech nechoychoy. Hoylech nechoychoy says pshat, till a person will not be needin begehenim. But there's a difficult, and it could be a derech akumo, till one comes to Gan Eden. It shouldn't, so mamela, this is the second bracha, hoylech nechoychoy. It should go straight without any ikuvim. Shouldn't be a derech akume. V'achas emeres loy yovi sholem yenucho ha-mishkevoisim, which is going on chibet ha-keva. That the first was speaking about, the first was speaking about the neshame, the nefesh, and then we're speaking about the goof, yenuchu al mishkevoisu. Bishosh arosh anevad min oilom, sholish kitois, shamalachi chavole, yoitzeis likrosoi. Achas emeres, ein sholim, omar Hashem loshoim, achas emeres loy, lamatzeivo, tishkevun, achas emeres loy, let us see further. God is the Santa Loshen. By a tzaddik says niftar min ha'ilom, and here it says nevad min ha'ilom. It's a loshen. Avoid rishoyim rina. I say that's called an ibud. He's nevad. This niftar is just like leaving. A niftar mechavere is just leaving this ha'ilom. Or maybe Nifta means the Bispotah from the Nishayna Sailam. Zakta Mishnah Baita, Kozman Shehi Beveis Aviyo, Goyvek Subosa Loilam. Kozman she's Beveis, and Amone, let's say Beveis Aviyo. She's Goyvek Subi. Kozman Shehi Beveis Bailo, because man that she is living be based by law goivik suboso ad esrim b'chomeshonim. She's goivik the ksubet till 25 years. Sheyesh b'chomeshonim shetase toive keneged ksuboso divrei ramei shomim yishma abshim en gamliel. Let us see Rashi. Because man she be based of dio vayorshim zonua shom. Goyve ksubos, akshetirtze. Whenever she wants, she can be goyve the ksube. But if she was beveis bailo, shetase toive minichse yisoimim, noisenis lechem umelach lishchenim. That means 25 years, beveis hayisoimim, she has been helping herself from the nichse yisoimim. And so puta mitzarefes, so a mele, so we can assume in a 25-year period she has taken from the nixi yisema al koponim the shir ksube. So a mele, so after 25 years she can't wake up and say give me the ksube because Rebbetzin, you've been taking the ksube kaseida. Very interesting, lechem u melach. I once heard in the olden times, melach was a luxury. It was not everyone was zeichet to have the melach. So it could be we're speaking about the amount of money lechem u melach l'shchenim could be somehow these two added up to a schum cotton, a kabadim a schum knegged the ksube. וחכמים אומרים, כל זמן פונפקל, כל זמן שהיא בבייס ביילו, גוי וקסובוס או לא אילו. It's no such thing שתעשה טויבה כנגד קסובוס. She's בבייס ביילו, she's always גוי וקסובו. כל זמן שהיא בבייס אוויו, גוי וקסובוס עד 25 שנה. פקל, the שיר of 25 years is בבייס אוויו. We'll see in Rashi, and if she was not Teiveya the Ksube Bevei Saviya after 25 years, it's a Mechila. Meiso, what happens if she died? Yerusher Maskirim Ksubos Ad Esrim V'Chomishanim. So now the Yerushim have a 25 year period to be Teiveya the Ksube. Let us see Rashi. וחומי מיימרים להוסקו עשרים וחומי שלעניין הטויבה שתעושה, שתעשה, the טויבה that she's doing, that's not a חשבין. ולא יפסדוה רבונן כסובה. They were not מפסד of the כסובה for these, the לחם המלח she was helping herself. To take from the נכסי יסיימה. שהוסקרו, 25 לנין המחילה הוסקרו, וסלגבי דה מחילה, דהויל ושוסקו ולויתו וכל השונים הלולו מוכלסו. So she was מייחל. So מייחל is like this, הילקר, this is a kasha, why didn't you mourn the ksube? That's a kasha, it seems. And there's only one teret, she was מייחל. So therefore she can't be גויבה. Hilkach, kol zman she bebeis bailo, ein shtikoso mechila. Why wasn't she goive teveya? Abimneshe mechabdinoiso, he boishe limchois al ksubosops. She shterzach. Avol bebeis aviya, misheshoske chofeshonim mechilei. This is a mechila. Meiso Yerusher Maskirin Ksuboso, Kloyma Tzricha Limchis Ha Ksuboso, Besoich Chofei Shon. Omalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef, Ani Yeshe Bi Yisrael Ad Esrim V'Chomei Shon. Ani Yeshe Bi Yisrael. So in 25 years, that what she's been helping herself to the Lechem and Melach of the Yisraimim, that accumulates to a shir ksube. Umarto bas baites, who had a tremendous ksube, is also ad esrim v'chomishonim. I mean, the Mishnah says, according to Rameya, the Mishnah is telling us she only has 25 years to be gave the ksube, because then already it was, she had helped herself from the nichsi yaseim, that's the mocking ksubo, so what's by Marta bas baites? Omalei, so Rav Yosef answered them, Lefum gam lo shichana, that according to the koiches of the gomel, that's how much masui weight you put on top of the gomel. That means that the greater the ksube, the more she helps herself. So Marta Bas Baitos felt very free to indulge and help herself from the Nichsa Yisaimim. So after 25 years, she took already Keneged Ksuboso. Iboyilu L'Rab Meir Marsha Teshalesh Teiko. Let us see Rashi. Ani Yeshebi Yisrael Sheksubosa muetes. She is a small ksube. Ivdel rameya, betoive shoise, bechofe shone. Umarte bas baitus. Shehoisa ashira, she was very wealthy. Uksubosa merube is also tafsi ksubosa betoive shechofe shone. So the Gemara answered, lefum gam lo shichano, hamos amasi lefiagomu. Afkan lefi oishra the teivosa, so she's more liberal benichsei ayisaim. Maushet teshalish the time of Mishum Toivo. So the Gemara closes the shower, Shetishaleish, Shenachshoiv Toivoso, Lecheshben Ksuboso, Lefi Cheshben Ashonim. We should divide up that which she's helping herself from the Nichsa Yisoimim, so we divide it up according to the Cheshben of the years. Lahavsid Lechol Shona Aches Mieshim Bechomesh. If there is a ratio that in 25 years she uses up Keneged the whole Ksube, so each year she's using up 1/25 of the Ksube. Im loisho sechof eishonim alachet sheneshlishis erevies tishalish loshen chaluk lefi cheshbenu kedisnan mishalshin b'momin ben mishalshin b'makis. So that the Gemara lies by a teiku. V'chachomim oimrem, the chachomim say punkfakeld. Calls man that she's bebeis baila, the whole thing is alts mechila. And bebeis baila, there's no raya of mechila. Bebeis avir, there's a raya of mechila. Omalei abayla Rav Yosef, asoi koidem shkia sachamo. Toivek subos. It was the end of the 25th year. She comes a minute before the Shkia. It's Goyvek Subosa. They can't say you were Moichel. What do you mean? It's in 25 years. Not Moichel, it was Moichel. La'ach Shkia Sachama. She comes after the Shkia. Loigovye. No, you were Moichel. Bahi Pulte Achilto. In this small period of time, she was Moichel. Amalai in komides chachomim keini ba'boim so toivul ba'boim so chose kultiv eini yochel litvil ben. Komides chachomim kein, Rashi says, emidu yoseid v'loi timoit. Now, I saw much of the kipshat in the Shitim Bekebetzes from the Rabbeinu Yoine. It could very well be that's pshat. I mean, he says it in our Gemara. First of all, he says Amir Deki Yisod. The Gemara was Medame Talmidas Chachomim Kachi. So just like Aboim Sochos Akultiv, Tvila doesn't help. It's Wadin here also. So what's the Tzushtal of Tvila? So the Rabbeinu Yoine explains beautifully. The Gemara darshens from a posik that you need mayim shekol gufei shel odom oyle ben bebasachas v'shiyaru chachomim, the Gemara says, haino arboim so. So what's that? V'shiyaru chachomim. Shiro Chachomi means that the drosha we have that the gufei shall call odom oyle by basachas we have, but the numbers is Shiro Chachomi. Zok tahilke Rabbeinu Yoine. V'im yechsa mehem kolsho. If there's missing a kolsho of memso, afal pi sheyochel litbel kol gufoy. Afalochi en atvila me eles hoyl benosno chachomim shir yadua. So it's amir de kezach. Could be, in lochere, it's, I think pshat is, that just like the other Rishonim say, that by Chalamoid, it's called a malacha, was not called a malacha, was Nimsal HaChachomim. So here it was also Nimsal HaChachomim. That means the number, the Torah said the guideline is, Maim Shekol Gufay Shalodim Oilabam. That's the guideline. But the number, how do we cheshben? Is it 40 so? Or maybe between you and me, it could be 39 and 9 tenths. So also, Chazal said the Shir is 40 so. realizing that it could be 39 9/10, but Al Kaponim, they said that's the shear, and what they, so when they said the shear, that became the shear. It was nimsar, the Torah was nimsar to the Chachomim. The way they're going to say pshat in the posik, that's what it is. But that's midas Chachomim. They've not fakuldik. That's it. Even though they're aware that could be 39.9 years old, but they said this is the shear. Now the Ben Yoyne says, what was pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So the Ben Yoyne says, even though it wouldn't seem like this from the Losh of the Gemara, but the Ben Yoyne says the kasha was not the kasha was, she wasn't meichel till the Shki, and after the Shki she was meichel. So what was the kasha? So what should be? So Ben Yoyne says the kasha was, I got news for you. She was meichel before the Shkia also. Don't tell me. That means if you'll tell me, after the Shkia, she's meichel, that means after 25 years, that's zicher she's meichel. So I got news for you. Mistome, 80% of the Noshim 2 hours before the Shkia also meichel. That means it's not the Shkia that's ma'ira the mechila. It means it's such a long span of time passed away and she wasn't Tebeya. That spells out Mechila. So the kasha was that's true, 25 years is a Mechila, but is it really 25 years? What about 24 years and 11 months and 25 days? Or there's missing yet 5 hours before the 25th year. That was the kasha. And he says, you're right. Could very well be she was meichel, but midas chachomim kach hi. That means it was nimsala chachomim, and that's what Rashi said, yosei shaloi timoi. That means when they gave a midah, they said that's it, and that's it, finished. It was nimsala chachomim, and we're told that the mechila is only after 25 years. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Yehuda Oma Rav. Heyed Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi lefnei Rabbi, Shoma Mishamovit. Rabbi Shmuel said b'shem Rabbi Yosi, Leishonu al Shein shtaksu b'yoytze mitachas yodel. He said, that would we say that it's a mechile, that's not, if she's not holding a shtaksu b'. Aval shtar ksube yoytze mitachas yodel, goyve ksubos aloylum. Why is she holding on to the ksube? What does Rashi say? Aval shtar ksube yoytze bebezn mitachas yodel, goyve ksubos aloylum. She ilu mochleso, if she would have been moichel, hoyse meiseres lam shtar ksube, why is she holding on to the ksube for? So if she's holding on to the ksube, that means she has an intent to be goyve the ksube. So that alone is the biggest raya that she's not meichel. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. The Rabbi Lozer Omer, afilu shta ksube yoytze mitachas yodel, eina goyve al odesrim v'chom eishon. Sima machlekes, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yosi, if the shtar ksube birshuso is a heichochem, that she was not meichel de ksube. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes es takash. We learned, balchoiv goive shaloi bahaskore. A balchoiv could have a choiv. And 25 years or more could pass, and he never said one word. And now he could still be goive without being ever teveya once. Heichidomi. Idoloi nokach, so Eses Rav Sheshes is telling us that a bal choiv is different than a balas ksube. A balas ksube, if she wasn't goive for 25 years, it's a mechila. A bal choiv wasn't goive, it's not a mechila. Heichidomi, idoloi nokach tore. Now let's see this bal choiv. If he doesn't have a shtar, but my govi, say samas it can't be goive. That means you're saying after 26 years he can still be goyve. Does he have a shtar now? He doesn't have a shtar now, so sometimes he can't be goyve. Elder the Noket Shtore. ובלחויב ודלוי פעמונה, אחילתה. It seems with differentiating between a balchoyv and an almone, that a balchoyv is never moichel, and an almone is moichel, but al koponim, we're speaking about the same case, just like a balchoyv has a shtar, so who had an almone also has a shtar. Bachopi, can we say she's moichel? Who moisiv lo, who mefarik lo, loilom, the loinokit shtorim. It's speaking about she does not have a shtar. We're speaking about by Balchoiv that the Malve, the Loiv is Moide to the Malve. It's speaking about the Malve does not have a shtar. So Memelu, in both cases, are speaking about without a shtar. But a malv is never meichel, and a mon is meichel. V'omar abalo shainin grusha rei hi kebalchoyv. A grusha is like a balchoyv. That watch is also never meichel. Echidom, I deloy nekite ksube amai govye. How could she be govye? El alav de nekite ksube. She's holding a ksuba. A grusha hi de la vasachule hi. A grusha isn't meichel. Amona achiloso. An amona is meichel, even though she has the ksuba. So Moses no, chenami kshecha yemeide. We're speaking about kshecha yemeide. Let us see Rashi. So she would give over the shtar ksuba to the yesayim. Shaloi bahaskore. By Balchoyv, there's no need to remind them about the chayv. Shosa kesem chamishon v'le michal chayv v'le hifsid bekach. Amone basachuli sheniach mehen. Shenenis mehen kol ha-shonim alolu. That's why I say she's meichel. She derived benefit from the same of all these years. Uksubosa ein emilve, she never lent them any money. V'lechis rabo momen. So this combination, she was deriving benefit. The ksubis tamazay is chayve, so memela we assume that she's meichel. Loilom de loinoket. It's speaking about that the malve is not holding a shtahilkach, davke bal choyv. A balchoyv without a shtar is not a mechil. Hormon and the loy nokte shtore, achilosa. The kashaloch, bamai govye, shechayim moide. Shainim balei bereis. Grusha arei ke balchoyv is no mechil. Ligvois loylom. Shaloi bahaskorish doesn't have to remind them about the ksube. The badi loy mochlo. Shechayim moide, shaloi niskablo ksuboso. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Toni Rav Yehuda Bar Koze, Bemasnise de Bei Bar Koze, Tova Ksuboso, Harei Hi Kivat Chilo. If she was Tebeya de Ksube, so now we start counting from the Zman HaTviye, another 25 years, הרי כבתחילה ומוינה חוף הישונים משעס תביר. ואם הויו שטר כסובה יויצו מתחס יודעו, גויבה כסובו סולו אילום, שיזה שטר, and that is like הביויסי, שיזה שטר, דנבר זה מחילם. Sholach le'rav Nachman barav Chisel of Nachman bayake vilamdeinu rabbeinu kseshtar ksuve yoytze mitachas yoda machloikes ushein shtar ksuve yoytze mitachas yoda vahaloche kedivrei mi. Sholach le'rav b'shein shtar ksuve yoytze mitachas yoda machloikes. Again, like Rabbi Yosi. Avo shtar ksuve yoytze mitachas yoda goyve ksubo soloilo. then you go with the Ksuba Loilo. Vahaloche kedivrei chachomim. Now, on the machloikis, between Reb Meir and the chachomim, do we say, is it a machila davke beveis avi or davke beveis bailo, then it works to alt, that she was already goyve the ksube. We paskin like the chachomim. We paskin that the inyan of 25 years is not because she was goyve the ksube, nor because it's a machila sa ksube. Ki also ravdimi oma Rav Shimon Bapazim, Rav Shimon Levi, Mishim Bakapore, Loishonu Elo Mone Umosayim. Davke Mone Umosayim, we say, that's a Mechila. Avo Toisvis Yeshlo. But she wasn't Goyve the Toisvis, she wasn't Teveya the Toisvis. See, Toisvis is a Matone, and that you don't have to. The ksuba is tamazay azach, but the taisves, we're never toile that she was meichel the taisves. But Rabbi Abba, my Rabbi Yochanan, afilo taisves ain lo. The Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yana, itnai ksuba kichsuba. So since by ksuba it says in our Mishnah that it's a mechila, who didn't know ksuba. It manami, omarababa, omarafuna, omarav, loishonu al monomasam, avotaisvis, yeshlo. But taisvis, yeshlo. So, rav holds, like, bar kapore, that taisvis is no mechila. Omale, rabbi abe, la ravune, omarav hochi. So, ravune said it's b'shem rav. So, omale rababla rafuna omar rafochi, omale ishtikin kamrit, oi ishkayin kamrit, omale ishtikin kamino. Now let us see Rashi. Sukt Rashi, evaloche kedivre rameya, kedivre chachome. Lo ishonu de bachof eishonim ochlo elamona masai shehem shen ksube. That's the ksube. Avotaisves yeshlo de matoni for lav ksube. There's a mechila sa ksube. There's no mechila ba matoni. And Rabbi Yochanan held my ksube toisves is kiksube. Now, he said over, Ravuna said over b'shem Rav, that this chilek tafke by the ksuba, toisvis, it's not a mechila. So, he asked him, did Rav say this? So, he asked him, ishtikin kamret oi ashkayin kamret. I, the mitamis, that what you're asking, v'omret omar Rav hochi, I said, Rav said this, but Rav said this, some emela, what is pshat in your question? What is pshat in this? So, mishum delay svira lechu, you hold Rav never would say such a thing. Ula shtikan kamrit, say you want to, I shouldn't repeat this statement because Rav would never say such a thing. Oy mishum de chaviva aloch, that means, lashkayin kamrit. That you want the e omro rav mashkesli chamre de shapir oma. That means did Rav really such a geshmak is svore? Did Rav really say this? That means so you'll give me wine to drink for saying over what Rav had said. So he told them ishtikin kamre. No, I mean to this guy, Rav never said such a thing. Rabbi Kibeger in Gulyan Ashas brings down Ari Megash that had a different girse and a different pshat. It's very interesting. And I'd like to read over how Ari Megash learned pshat in the Gemara. Betshuvis Ari Megash hagirsa omalei ishtik. Amalai ishtik. Amalai ishtik kamret, i ishkayin kamret. he told them ishtik. He said, Omar Rav Hochi, he asked the Makashe, Omar Rav Hochi, Omalai Ishtik, Omalai Ishtik Kamrit or Ishkayin Kamrit. Oh, so what's, so the Rimigashe Sotsubshat, Omalai Hochi Omar Rav, he asked him, did Rav say like this? Omalai Ishtik. Omalei ishtik kamrit, what did you say, ishtik oy ashkayin kamrit? Hochi perushin. Omalei Rabbi Abba l'ravune. Hoda amrinon mishmei derab, lo ishno elamone masayim. That would you say, dapke mone masayim, avotois visheshlo. Omar Rav Hochi, kloima, klum sha'alto oise eldovese v'omaloch kamoi sha. Omartoli, did you hear these words from Rav? I'm asking you. He's saying, Omar Rav, hun Omar Rav. Did Rav say that Teisvis she does get? Omalei ishtik. Omalei ishtik kamret oy eshkayim. Perish. Rav Abba loy haven ma omalei Rav hun. He didn't understand exactly what he answered him. Im ishtik komale, kloima, kshashalti l'rav odovoze, ishtik. No, I didn't, you're right. I didn't hear befeirish from Rav that Rav said this. V'loi omali dovo, v'loi eshivani klum. That means, I asked him, he didn't say a word. Im ishkayin komale, he said, but he didn't, we'll see, he didn't understand what he answered him. Kloima, Kshashalti Rav Odovaze Loyeshivani Klum, he didn't answer me. Elef Ligani Bidvorim Vomale Ashkayan Maya. I asked him the Shaila, is it a Mechil on the Taisvis? He said, could you please bring me a glass of water? Bizeshin is tapakle Rav Abba Imishti Komale Imishkayan Komale. Mishum the loshen ishtik korevu the loshen ishkayin, lefikach nizbalbo adova rababe. That means he asked him, number one, did Rav say this? So he said, no, ishtik. So he didn't hear if it was klo, ishtik or ishkayin, he didn't hear klo. Nistapik him ishtik omaloi or ishkayin omaloi. That's how kaponim, that's how, so that's how the Rimigash learns pshat. He said b'shem Rav, but he wanted to say, not everything that said b'shem Rav is Rav Taka said it. So that was the Shaila, and that's what he answered him.